we made up enough ground now, we really don't have to watch the scoreboard, and that's kind of fun, I guess.
Yeah, I always try and fight it. Once again, just do our thing and feel like we're doing everything we can control. But, you know, it is fun this time of year when you're right in the middle of it and watching what else is going on.
How was Lynn tonight?
It was good. Obviously, that fifth inning was a little bit more than what he was hoping for. But up until that point, just got ambushed on the one home run early. Then the guys gave him some room and had an opportunity to shorten it up for him, seeing how he was on regular rest, seeing how he threw 118 pitches last time through six innings. Just a good day to try and get him out a little bit early. We need the bullpen because we know how this Cincinnati team can continue to come back. And thought Cecil did a real nice job getting us through a couple. I mean, all the other guys coming in doing a nice job behind him.
Yeah, he
wants to just keep pitching all the time. But he finally got to the point where he saw the sense in it, which I thought that was sensible of him.
The two-out runs you guys scored early.
Yeah. I mean, those are huge. I mean, Yadi coming through big for us there, and Tommy, and just some big at-bats in those. We talk about those big hits, and it's usually those two-out situations where somebody comes through for us after we didn't necessarily get it done before that. But just a relentless offense, second, third, fourth, fifth, guys putting up runs to give Lance a little bit more room. I thought the younger guys took good at-bats as well. Yeah, I mean, I think we're getting a little bit of everything from everybody and all the way down the line. Even some of the bench guys coming in and taking quality at-bats, those are going to play in the long run. We've got to try and keep everybody sharp, watching some of the guys come off the play Mejia made right there in the ninth. I mean, stuff like that just shows the talent level of some of these players. It's fun to just give them opportunities to show what they can do.
What did you think of Sandy there?
It's electric. I mean, you're talking 99 with sink. Those were sinkers. To have that kind of movement, the swing and miss, that was just a fastball. And so when he has that kind of movement, he's just going to have to, get to that point where he knows, one, what the velocity should be, where his arm slot should be, to where he can consistently pound the strike zone. He has a tendency, I think, to get real excited right about release point time, and arm drops just a hair, and that ball sails towards third base side, and that's not anything we want necessarily happening. So just staying on top of it and trusting that movement, and 96 with sink, pretty effective. But he's done a nice job. We've thrown him out there a couple times, and I think he's showing once again why we're excited about that kind of arm. Yeah, on base five times a day. What a great day. Yeah, I don't see any reason to mess with that at all. He's been doing that. It's not like he hasn't been getting on base. Hadn't necessarily had hits, just kind of in the bulk amount that he would like to have, but still look up there at his on base. Look at his slug. I mean, I don't know what up more you'd ask for him when you look at the whole body of work. He's done a real nice job, and he's doing even a better job as he's getting more repetitions at third base.
DeYoung with another homer. I mean, just talk about what a job he's done that three-hole being working.
You know, three-hole, shortstop, just a lot to ask of any one player. But I don't think just because they're young players that you don't give them the opportunity to respond, and that's exactly what he's done. He's responded extremely well. So I think we're at that point where we're just, all right, he's our guy at that spot in the order, and he's our guy at that position. Let's go, and we're not running him through tests every time he gets out there. He's just figuring out ways to help us win. But you can't deny the fact, you're looking at 35 home runs on the season. A kid plays up the middle. Man, that's special. No, it's more important to get Paul off the field. And the rain's starting to come down at that point. He's had a great day. With a wet track, I think him pushing forward triple is probably one of the worst things he could do. We always want all the individual accomplishments our players can have, but right now we've got something bigger in mind. And you know, giving him a little bit of time off, we got a few of the other guys too, we believe stockpiling for later on.
You guys didn't coach Beck McGuire to play those pop-ups himself?
No. I don't like seeing that for anybody.
Tommy, the triple that's the aggressiveness that you like in the current right? I mean, he had his mind made up look like he was coming second, had a good read on.
Yeah, just right out of the box, he's going hard, always is. And nice swing when he's driving the ball to the opposite gap like that. You know, he's got that kind of power. And looks like he's got into a good groove again. It happens fast for him where he can get right back into it.
You guys in the offense did a match up tonight where you guys were hitting the ball hard, deep pulling, but also using the opposite field. I mean, I think a long shot on the line. I mean, you used all the fields.
Yeah, I think they had a good middle of the field approach. And then, they weren't trying to get greedy, weren't trying to launch anything to pull side. That's usually a pretty good philosophy.
How deep is your lineup when you get following in or jerk back down? How deep is it?
Yeah, you know, we're always excited to get guys healthy, which I know both of them took positive steps today. But, you know, also happy with what the guys are doing. We're getting the opportunities, and we'll just keep pushing them on and kind of see what we need as we go.